Welcome to the Lowdown, where we journey into the shadows of history and the depths of the arcane. Each week, we unravel the ancient mysteries that have captivated minds for centuries and delve into the fascinating world of the occult. From hidden relics and lost civilizations to esoteric traditions and secret societies, we explore the untold stories and explore the timeless questions that still haunt us today. Join us as we bring the past to life, challenge conventional wisdom, and reveal the secrets that lie beneath the surface. So, grab your lantern and prepare for a captivating adventure into the unknown with your hosts.
Unlock the secrets of the past with the Lowdown. Dive deep into ancient mysteries and occult knowledge. Explore the hidden truths of human nature. Join us for a journey like no other. Tune into the Lowdown and awaken your curiosity today.
The year is 2045. A new enemy emerges. It is not a nation or a weapon. It is a virus, the V-47. V-47 is like nothing we have ever seen. It spreads rapidly, silently, invisibly. It defies all known treatments. Fear grips the world. The virus does not discriminate. It affects the young and old, rich and poor. Hospitals overflow with the sick. Doctors are overwhelmed. The world watches in horror as the death toll mounts. The future seems bleak. The very survival of humanity is at stake. We are facing our greatest challenge yet. Panic spreads like wildfire. Cities become ghost towns. Borders close. The world holds its breath. People live in fear of the unknown. The invisible enemy could be anywhere. Scientists race against time. They work day and night to understand the virus. They search for a cure. But V-47 is a formidable foe. It resists all known vaccines and treatments. The world waits. Hope seems to dwindle with each passing day. Will we find a way to defeat this invisible enemy? In a remote lab, a team of scientists works tirelessly. They are led by Dr. Elena Torres, a brilliant and determined scientist. Dr. Torres refuses to give up. She believes there is a solution. She encourages her team to think differently, to explore unconventional approaches. They delve into ancient texts. They study traditional remedies from around the world. They believe that somewhere in the wisdom of the past lies the key to defeating the virus. Their search leads them to a remote corner of the Amazon rainforest. There, they believe, lies a plant with extraordinary properties. A plant that could hold the key to defeating V-47. Deep in the Amazon, the team faces new challenges. They must navigate dense jungle and contend with dangerous wildlife. But their determination does not waver. They are driven by the hope they carry for humanity. They meet with indigenous tribes. These tribes have a deep understanding of the rainforest's secrets. They have used plants for healing for centuries. They agree to share their knowledge. After weeks of searching, they find it. A rare plant known only to the local tribes. A plant with the potential to fight the virus. The plant holds a compound that could stop the virus from replicating. Section 5. A breakthrough discovery. The team works feverishly. They extract the compound from the plant. They test it. They refine it. They face setbacks, but they never lose sight of their goal. Finally, they have a breakthrough. The compound works. It can stop the virus from replicating in a petri dish. It is a moment of triumph, a ray of hope in the darkness. But the journey is far from over. They need to test the compound on humans, and they need to find a way to produce it on a large scale. Section 6. Hope in a vial. The team decides to test the compound on themselves. It is a risky move, but they are willing to take the risk. They believe in their discovery. They believe in its potential to save humanity. The results are remarkable. The compound works, it boosts their immune systems, it helps their bodies fight off the virus. They have created antibodies that can neutralize V-47. The world watches in awe. Finally, there is hope. Hope in a vial. The news spreads like wildfire. The world holds its breath. Section 7, a global effort. The race is on to produce the treatment. Countries put aside their differences. They share resources and expertise. A global effort is underway to defeat the virus. Pharmaceutical companies work around the clock. They scale up production. They distribute the treatment to every corner of the globe. It is a logistical challenge, but the world is united in its purpose. Slowly but surely, the tide begins to turn. The number of new infections starts to decline. The death toll begins to fall. The world breathes a collective sigh of relief. Section 8, Lessons Learned. The V47 pandemic was a dark chapter in human history, but it also taught us valuable lessons. It taught us the importance of collaboration, of innovation, of respecting ancient wisdom. We learned that we are not alone in this universe, that we are all interconnected, that we are stronger together. The pandemic reminded us of our shared humanity. It forced us to confront our own mortality, and it reminded us of the preciousness of life. It taught us to appreciate the simple things, the things we often take for granted. Section 9, A Brighter Future. The V47 pandemic was a wake-up call. It forced us to rethink our priorities. It showed us that we can overcome any challenge if we work together. It inspired a new generation of scientists and innovators. We emerged from the pandemic stronger and more resilient. We learned from our mistakes, and we vowed to build a better future. A future where we are better prepared for the challenges that lie ahead. The future is not predetermined. It is up to us to create it. Let us use the lessons we learned from the V47 pandemic to build a brighter future for all.
In the near future, a novel virus known as V47 emerges, posing an unprecedented threat to humanity. Initially identified in a remote region, V47 spreads rapidly across borders, leveraging global travel and trade networks. This highly contagious virus exhibits a unique mutation that allows it to evade existing vaccines and treatments. NA's cases surge, healthcare systems become overwhelmed, leading to widespread panic and social unrest. Governments implement lockdowns, but the virus continues to mutate, complicating containment efforts. The mortality rate is alarmingly high, particularly among vulnerable populations, causing global leaders to declare a state of emergency. And in response, scientists mobilize to develop a targeted vaccine, working tirelessly to understand the virus's genetic makeup. International collaboration intensifies, with countries sharing crucial research data and resources.
And that wraps up today's episode of The Lowdown. We hope you enjoyed this journey into the intriguing mysteries of our past and gained some new insights along the way. Remember, there's so much more to uncover, and we'll be back next week with even more captivating stories and thought-provoking discussions. So, don't forget to subscribe and tune in. After all, the adventure doesn't end here. If you enjoyed what you heard, please leave us a review and share your thoughts on social media. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep those lanterns lit and your minds open. You never know what secrets lie just beneath the surface.